This is Paul Catalina's College Football Focus.
On Mondays, I'd like to look at the biggest upset of the week, and in my opinion, that was the Cal Bears beating Washington 20-19. Nathan Allen, Bear Insider, joins us now. And Nathan, for Justin Wilcox and the Bears, how big of a win is this for them, especially going into what's a pretty tough schedule the next month and a half or so?
Right. Yeah, this was a huge win for Wilcox, this team, and the program, and the trajectory of the program. We've been watching them in fall practice, and we kind of thought that they might be a little bit better than what the national attention is that they're getting. And I think the team thought that as well, and they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. Going in there and beating Seattle, especially on a delayed, weird game that went till after 1 in the morning out here on the West Coast, just a massive win for the team.
I think it would be unfair to Cal to say that the weather affected it, but how much did the weather affect that game overall in the way that it played out?
You know, obviously both teams had to play in the same conditions, but if you saw that stadium before the weather delay and then after the weather delay, it was a totally different stadium. A lot of people left, obviously. So that home field advantage that UW had just wasn't the same intensity level. So weather delay might have been net Cal, but again, both teams had to play in it.
Jacob Eason, they got after him a whole lot. I mean, just all over the place, and forced turnovers, did all those things. Is this a team that's going to be built around their defense? I know that I watched them in the bowl game last year against TCU, which was a terrible offensive game on both sides. But this is not a team that's going to be a big high flying offense, is it? Are they going to win games because of that defense?
Yeah, that's kind of the big storyline for this team is they returned just a ton from the stellar defense last year. It's a really veteran group. And basically what they were looking for is just a pulse from the offense this year, just something. Because as you said, that North Texas game, it was just atrocious. Chase Garber is in his freshman year at quarterback. It was actually pulled from that game because the amount of interceptions and turnovers that were happening early on. So far he's looked better. True sophomore quarterback, had a great night. Obviously on Saturday was poised. And the biggest thing about the offense that you kind of talked about already is turnovers. Last year they had 31 turnovers. I think they were last in the FBS with turnovers given away. And then the first game against UC Davis, University of California Davis, last week, also not great. They gave away the ball four times and only forced one turnover. But to go into Husky Stadium, hold on to the ball, protect it, especially in less than ideal weather conditions, and then force two turnovers, that pick, and then the fumble. That was big for this team. That's going to be what this team needs to continue to make some noise in the Pac-12 moving forward. But yeah, defense, obviously this team is defensively very strong. Teams aren't going to put up a lot of points on them this year. It's just going to be up to the offense to do a little bit and chip in as much as they can.
On the larger scale with the Pac-12, this league seems to me like it's pretty wide open, and this game is kind of indicative of that. If Cal can jump up and beat Washington early, we saw USC the other night, all these different things going on. So do you think that this is going to be kind of the week-to-week in the Pac-12 of upsets or games that go down to the wire that people maybe don't expect?
It's true, and it's kind of the same with college football in general. There's just really a soft middle for the teams, in the Pac-12, then at the national level as well, where you're going to see some weird results from week to week. And, Utah is looking really great. Oregon's obviously doing their thing. I think you're right. There's not as much of a gap between the first team and first or second team and the eighth or ninth team in the conferences people might have thought heading into the season. USC's win over Stanford was big too. So yeah, we'll see. It could be an exciting year in the Pac-12 this year.
Nathan Allen, Bear Insider, with us here on ESPN Central Texas, our college football focus as Cal upsets Washington 20-19 this weekend.